of Hey and Beis by the first two dots. So the Mishnah said that Rishmol says you cannot be Malik Be'itron because of Kavod HaShabbos. My timer. What's the problem exactly? Amar Rava, Mitech Sherecha Ra, Nizera Shemi Yani Chena B'yetze. It has a very strong, bad smell. To the point we're afraid the person will actually leave the house and go out because of the smell. Tosis points out that we know that you can use neft. Neft also we had in the first parak that has recha ra. More contrasted that the case of mishcha, the shemayata, the case of regular shemen, there's a concern he would do it, but by neft, because it's recha ra, he's not going to get involved with it anyway. This smells worse. Itron smells worse than neft. Okay. Amalei Abayis. Abayis says to Rava, if that's the reason, so B'yetze, so he'll leave. I mean, like, so what's wrong with him leaving? Why would there be a reason you can't light with it? Amalei, so Rava said back, Shani Omer, halach is near, B'Shavis is chayva. Tosis explains it means that in the place where you eat, Rashi basically says the same point. Everybody agrees that you must light a nair on Shabbos. That's not the question. The question is that which you have to have a nair in the Makom Masuda, that seems to be more focused in a Bayim Rabba. So some of the Sosemeth, I think, learns that the Machlokes is the site of the mitzvah of Halakhas Neir on Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. So the act of lighting it itself, that has been accomplished. The house is well lit. That's a Kavod Shabbos. Or is it Oinik Shabbos? And Rashi and Tosis both bring in this idea that there's an oinig which is involved, and you eat your suda in a place which is well lit. You enjoy your suda better. So the purpose of the nair is to enjoy the suda better. There's an oinig Shabbos involved. Lighting was such a thing which the person would want to leave. You have not fulfilled oinig Shabbos. So saying you have not fulfilled oinig Shabbos. You've fulfilled because he's not going to enjoy his meal. He's going to leave. Which is what Rava is saying. What Rabbi is saying, the main thing is Kavod Shabbos, that the house should be well lit, and it was Kavod Shabbos, the house was lit. So this actually points in, brings in the word Einik. Rashi actually in Rava says Kavod, so it fits better to Tosis than it fits into Rashi. I hold the Lug the Bashabbos described as a key to have the nair in the Mokum where the Suda is because of Einik, Tosis says. Amar Rav Nachum Razav the Vamilo Amar Rav Nachum Rarova Amar Rav Halakas Neighbor Shabbos is Chayva. So there's a Chiyuv to have the near the lit from a Shabbos in a way that your Suda would be well lit and you'll enjoy your Suda. Now the Mor never says according to Abaya what the reason is. This memra that Rav Nachum Zavta or Rav Nachum Rava Marav continues and says, he says, Lokas Neber Shabbos is Chayva. Mechitzis Yadayim Breglayim Bechamen Arvis, which means before Shabbos, is Rishus. Bani Omer, I say it's not Rishus, it's a mitzvah. Bani Omer mitzvah, I say it's a mitzvah, it's not Rishus, it's a mitzvah. Okay. My mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? It's Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kacha Yemen Hagashar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. Erev Shabbos, Avin Loi Areva, Malaya Chamin, they would bring him a large trough, a large container full of hot water. Berechetz Panav Yavada Veraglov, he would wash his face, hands, and feet. So that was, it's not a chi of gomer, it's not chayva, the language of the Brisa is saying, but it's mitzvah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Like a
it sounds like it's, you know, it's the right thing to do, but the Chazal didn't put it to you on the point of it, that it's a chi of, you must do it. So it's probably stronger than a kenulis. And Rabbi Huda Bar Eloi would, after he finished washing his face, hands, and feet, he would put his cloak on, and he would sit in his sadin, which is what sits is in it. Sadin was in it of linen. He put on his linen clothing. He looked like a malach. If you get that quote in a brisa, that's pretty impressive, right? I'm a rav saying that. So he would sit. Now the Rama uses the language which what the Rama takes is that a person would prepare for Erev Shabbos, and he would then get dressed and sit and anticipate the coming of Shabbos. So it was done. You would do it early, and then the person would sit like part of the mitzvah. You know, halavai. You know, in the summertime, maybe. You know, in the winter, forget it. Right? Part of the mitzvah is to be able to be prepared in such a way that you're not, you know, running at the Shabbos at the last moment. The person is able to sit there, be menucha, be makabel Shabbos. Vay tamidov. Mechaven mimenu kanfek susa. His talmidim would hide the corners of their garments.
Why would he hide the corner of their garments?
They also would were wearing siddinim. Apparently, the whole crowd was wearing siddinim. They didn't put tzitzis in their linen garment. Amal and Bonais, he said to them, my children, didn't I teach you the following machlokes? Sadin besitzes. Linen garments regards to putting on tzitzis. Beshame poichin, besilo machayv, velocha kedibri besilo. So why are you, they were hiding their corners because they weren't putting tzitzis. So he says to him, I don't understand what you're doing. He chapped what's going on. He says, I don't understand what you're doing. We pass on the basil that linen is chayiv in tzitzis. Vinu sari, the tamidim, held gzeira mishum ksus laila. The reason why you're allowed to put tzitzis, their tzitzis had tchelis. Tchelis has to be wool. So you have a problem with klayim. But we have a drasha, which tells me that you're allowed to put klayim into a bag of, in other words, if you have a bag of linen, you're allowed to put in wool tzitzis, even though it's klayim. The mitzvah say of tzitzis overrides the law of klayim. However, it's only if you have the mitzvah of tzitzis. So a bag of which is potter from tzitzis would you'd be out of a klayim if you wear it. So a nighttime bag of, but the mitzvah tzitzis only applies by day, it doesn't apply to so you have to see, it has to be visible. So a bag of lila is not chayiv in tzitzis. So if it's not chayiv in tzitzis, a person would have a linen garment which he wore as a night bag, he'd be also to put in tzitzis. So they would not put tzitzis into their linen garments, exera, they might mistakenly put tzitzis into a garment of linen, which is a night garment, and then there's no heter to wear tzitzis.
So, were they following Beis Shammai, or were they doing something different?
They were doing something different. Beis Shammai, Rashi says, is going to be arguing on a derisa level.
And so, why, and so, why were they not following? So the Rebbe held that there was no such gzeira, and why were they not following?
You're asking me a good question. I do not know the answer. It's a good question.
Is it a talking problem kind of?
That would be my guess, but I don't know. You're right. I mean, they didn't make up the gzeira. You know, it had to be Tekanas Chazal. Chazal, with their power of Tekana, were saying b'shev al tasa, don't do a mitzvah, which they could do, but they have to misaken that.
And so why couldn't they? So according to this gzeira, you couldn't even put linen tzitzis in a linen bag.
Well, what calls one, they had tchelis, there was a chiv to put in tchelis. So putting a linen tzitzis
would fulfill the loving part of it.
Right.
And loving is not makim tchelis, and vice versa.
You couldn't use that on linen?
My guess would be that they from what I recall from the various cases we've seen, that the more did not never went with that. You know, calls one, the tchelis was an option. It was either, you know, do.
All or nothing.
It was all or nothing. Right?
Yeah. Did it make a difference at all here that it's close to nighttime? In other words, it was in the morning, but they still would still apply.
I think so, yeah. Is he Rashi? B'yetze? Is it Rashi? B'yetze? It's about
6 lines.
It flattens down on the narrow lines. So what difference is it to us if he leaves? Let's let him leave. Like, why? You can't lie because they might leave. So let him leave. He says, guy, hold near Shabbos. Covered Shabbos. It's a covered Shabbos. Again, so Tosis actually uses the language of Oynik Shabbos. Shein Suda Cheshuvah Elabam Mokum. Or a Cheshuvah Suda has, it's well lit. Kenya Mama like of its day, Perik Vasa the Yumo, and more than Yumo. In general, you enjoy your meal much more when it's well lit. Well, Tosis says Chayva means the Chayva they have in the Makam Surah. Because everybody agrees it's a chiv to lie. It says Gimel Averes women nashim meses because one of the halakas there. So it's just like a nice thing. Why are they dying? Right? So obviously they held them as a chiv. So Tosis says the Tosis halakas there Shabbos chayva pirush b'makom suda the chayva who she yisur b'makom haner shem einik. There's a chiyuv to have the nair in the place where you're eating. You can't have him leave and take his meal and go somewhere else. He's a chiyuv to be able to eat in a place where it's well lit. So lighting with a nair, which will not accomplish that, you have not fulfilled your obligation of lighting. But the Morgan never goes back and explains to Korn the Bayo what's the problem of Korn the Bishmol, or means by saying, I don't understand the Bishmol, I don't know. But as is, it's. The case is the Dharma Glaim, Arbis Leil Shabbos, washing, person washing their hands and feet prior to Shabbos. Some more call that either Rishos or Mitzvah. Besidinim Hamatsuyotim, Sidinim Eshal Pishtin, garments of linen, Ubehan Sitzel Shal Tchelis. And they have wool, they have tchelis. Tchelis is wool, made out of wool. So klayim, so that's klayim. It's shatnez. Elisha mutter min haTorah, but it's mutter. The tashinu and smuchim l'sil b'shatnez give them tasa l'cha. The Torah wrote this is one pasuk. The next pasuk is you should make a deal with tzitzis. So the Torah placed the two misses right next to each other, two halachot right next to each other, to darshan what's called smuchim, which is a lesser version of a hekesh, which would be in the same pasuk. But the fact that there, or the avav connecting the two, would be also called a hekesh. But since they're just next to each other in separate pasukim, it's called smuchim. And smuchim indicates that there's a connection between the two. You can make your garment of tzitzis of shatnez if necessary. And the more Nirvamas brings this drash, and then the more proceeds to learn from here the concept of Esse Decholosas. The Tamidim were Mechavim, Mimeno Confect Susa. Shoyulahem Sadinim, Shenim Mitsuyatim. They were wearing linen garments without tzitzis. So he says, that's Beishamai Poetrim. Now we have the tzitzis Chorvahu, Mechol Talisa Shieshla the Olam. Even if you tell me that tzitzis is a chiyuv, and there's a machlokes in the Gemara, in Menachos, is tzitzis a chayvus baged or a chayvus gavra, which means is the mitzvah to be on the garments even if you're not wearing them, or this is when you're wearing them to have tzitzis in them. So even though Beishami says that tzitzis is a chiyuv, b'chol talisa shiyesh lo la'olam, afilu munachim b'kufs, even if they're in a box, while they're sitting in the container, there's a chiyuv to have tzitzis in them. Hani the pishtan p'turim mishum the klayim loishar rachmana deloish darshi smuchim. Beishamai is not darshin smuchim, and therefore there's no heter to make a bag of tzitzis in a way which is klayim. So Beishami is arguing on a deraisa level. Beisilam Achayvin, the darshi is smuchim. They do darshi is smuchim. I'm not sure why Rashi. Now that machlokes of whether it's chayvus talis or it's chayvus gavra. I mean, Beishamai can be true either way which he holds. Whether he holds it's chayvus talis or chayvus gavra. They didn't put tzitzis in. So they hold nihid halacha kebeisilul. Chiyav min araisa, even though they're chayav min araisa, meaning rabbanon gozer behu mishum ksus laila. Chamed gzeira due to a beggar which is worn at night. Shemi yehela ksus shemiyuchad leilus. You'll have a beggar which is specifically a night beggar. V'yatze by tzitzis, you put in tzitzis. Imsa loybish klayim shlobim mokem mitzvah. And for then a person's where he was wearing klayim not for the purpose of a mitzvah. The ksus laila lo mechayv b'tzitzis, the ksiv urisim esrei. There's no din of tzitzis in a baggage of laila. Miyavamas prachinan. I'm sorry.
And you still make that drasha whether you hold.
Chavis Talas? I think so. If you've almost parchin and the more asakasha, he bez and mass and lacquer dubber min a taro. Lifter is the chayiv. Does bez and have a power to take away mitzvah? Your person's chayiv and tzitzis, they say, don't put in tzitzis. Mashani shevat hasa shiny. Bezin's power does extend that they are allowed to tell a person sit and don't do the mitzvah. They can't tell a person get up in an active way and transgress the mitzvah, but they can tell a person refrain from a mitzvah. Tosfos over there points out So if you think about what, you know, the person is taking this baggage and putting on the baggage. If you hold Chayvus Gavra, so the Chiyuv comes, when you put on the baggage, the Chiyuv comes. So he's putting on this baggage. Bekumba say he's putting on a baggage without tzitzis. So he says the mitzvah is not, it's still called Shei Baltas. When you have the baggage on you, you're mechuyev to put in tzitzis. I mean, that comes pretty much simultaneously, but it's not an act of not doing tzitzis. It's now the baggage on. You need to have tzitzis on a moment earlier because now the baggage is on. You must put tzitzis in it. So you want to have them there already in place. But it's not an act of putting on the baggage without tzitzis. It's only passive. I just noticed here in Tosis brings Rashi and Tshuva. Rashi says that in Chanama they wore linen, they did put on linen tzitzis. And over here means that they actually had linen tzitzis. They were just hiding the fact they didn't have any tzitzis. But it doesn't really seem to fit with the way where Rashi presents it over here. Rashi says, Shainam it's a yotzim. There was no tzitzis, didn't have tzitzis in them. So that's interesting. Not No, the hiding was because they were doing different than the Rebbe. Right. Chazal could have been Mechayvi to do that. They weren't. They said. I mean, you could do that, you know, but they weren't free to do that. Okay. So I was wondering, you know, if you hold that tzitzis are chavis talis, so the after putting it on is loymad of the murder, it's always shev al tasa. The talis says there's a talis there, and you're here, but he put it in tzitzis. You didn't say don't put it in tzitzis. So you hold the chavis talis, tzitzis kasha doesn't even start. You hold chavis gavra, so it only comes when you put it on, and so you're putting it on and not doing it with some tzitzis. So that's tzitzis. There's no, it only comes a moment afterwards. So Rashi would theoretically be answering Tosis Kasha by saying we're going with Chavis Talis, but problem is Rashi says it in Reish Shammai, and we're going right now in the Talmidim, which are going with Beis Hillel. I don't know, I'm trying to figure out why Rashi brought in Chavis Talis. So I was thinking maybe that would be the reason why he did it, but it still doesn't solve the problem. Okay. So the person in the Pasuk in Echad says that the person was bereft of Misholem, his nefesh was taken out of Sholem, and I forgot what goodness is. My mitzvah b'shalom nafshi. Over above, zuah lachis near b'shabbos. That he was removed from the world of shalom. See, he wasn't. He didn't have what delight. It was so impoverished. He didn't have what delight in there. So the shalom of the home was missing. Was removed. He sat in darkness on Shabbos. He was removed from Toivo. It wasn't Zerichah to have the base of Merichetz. And Rabbi Yerchon and Omar, Zubachitz Yidam Raglaim Becham, and there was at least able to wash, not a whole base of Merichetz, but Yidam Raglaim Becham, and before Shabbos, he wasn't able to have that either. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafgomer, Zub Mita Noah, Bekelim Noah Mishalel. The Nashisi Toivo was he wasn't able to have a a meet up here. I think I think you meet many times in Gemara was a very good place that they would eat on. So the ability to eat in a normal way, sitting out, which was a normal way, the way they would sit out, he didn't have. Rav Abba Amar Zumi to Mitzas to be Isha Mekushetis to Tamina Chacham. It's referring to a bed which is made and a wife which is bejeweled. Is that the word? How do you say it?
Adorned.
Okay. I don't think more means to say as opposed to non-Talmid Chacham shouldn't have that for his wife, but I'm not sure why the more stress is to Talmid Chacham. I said, well, why is it Zelda Timin Chachamim?
Well, maybe because that's what they deserve.
I think they do. But I would hope that the non-Talmid Chacham should also get something nice. So, anyway. Okay. Tell Rabbanan. Is that Asher? Because she is like Nachas Ruach, but Asher I Dibri the Meir. What is considered a person which is rich? A person who has Nachas Ruach from his riches. Rashi says he's a smech b'chelke. He's happy with what he has. The more brings a few other opinions, the more it makes a simon for them. It's the simon is a matkas. Reb Tarfon Omar kol sheyesh lekuf kromim umeyasodus lekuf avodim shoyvdin behem. He has 100 vineyards, 100 fields, and 100 avodim overseeing them and overseeing them.
That's happiness.
That is a shiras.
That's
a shiras.
It's a nice
what? Now, retirement actually had more than that, so, retirement at least was able to. Okay. There's a grua. The grua comes along and says that the tarifan is not coming and saying defining a shiras in physical terms. It's not mistar, but that's what he's saying. Why exactly 100? He said, if it goes, if it's going in physical terms, it doesn't seem to fit. So he learns the machlokes they're talking about regards to everybody says. I'm sorry, I forget what he said, but he said it was being used as a marshal. I'll have to check up what it was again. Okay. And he learns that Rabbi Akiva is arguing with him again, also in the same in the point of the of marshal. We are all rich people nowadays. The Chazal say that there was a tremendous amount of illness which came about, not a person refraining from using the bathroom. If you picture the Beis Akisei outside of the city, that's where the Beis Akisei was, and the person, there was this strong negative motivation to want to schlep out, to go out to this person in the bathroom, he would delay it, and that would cause a tremendous amount of illness. So a person who was zeichah, they have a kisei, some of them was considered a shiras. There's a guy in Brachus, the Gemara says that there was one time, it was actually Rabbi Yossi, I think, that his face was shining. So this matronisa, this Roman matron said that your face, you look so happy, you must either be a person who lends money for ribbis, And that's the they enjoy. They're just, you know, getting all this dividends coming in, or your megalah chazirim, or you raise chazirim. That apparently there was good chazirim. You don't have to feed them anything. They eat stuff from the ashpa, and you just it's cooler rabba. So he says, we don't do either of those things. The reason why I'm so happy is because I use the basic kisei a lot, so I feel physically fit. And that's why I'm so happy. So he says that there's. If I can't recall the number correctly, he says there was from his house to the base of Medrash, there was batekisos along the way. There was places where he said, I would use every one. He says there was choftal batekisos from my house, I think it was 24, and I would use every one. So the rest is like, what in the world is going on over there? So he says, before a person learns Torah, we'll see later on, the more says, before a person learns Torah, a person has to have Yerushimayim. So basic kisei represents removing the bad from the good. So before a person will learn Torah, he says the person has to cleanse himself from the midas rose. And what the more it means is saying is that Rishi would go through this process of looking through the various different midas in himself and removing the negative part of them before he would go learn Torah, and that's why he was zeichet to what he was zeichet to. So the grow that's a grow over there. The grow over here schleps that in Rabbi Yossi, you know, that's the one. I don't remember exactly what he said, another two, but he uses that in Rabbi Yossi also. So Ashiris is I'm saying it means the fuke, the physical element. It means that he's able to enrich himself spiritually. Tanya Shimon Lozomer, okay, end of thought. Tanya Shimon Lozomer ain't malikin but tsari. You can't use tsari, what they call it? Balsam, yeah. Is there not balsam in Gilad, you know? Kain tsari be Gilad? My time, what's wrong with balsam? So, Marabim Mitech Sharecha Noidif. It has a tremendously nice smell. So, Xerish, I mean, he's topic memento. The person might take some out to use to eat or to put in his food, etc. And Yerba Makaba at that point in time, like we saw in Marva Bay. Amalei Abayas. Abayas says to Rabba, Limamar, let the master say, by the Talmud of Rabba, let the master say, Neshu off, it flies around. It's very, it could jump, Rashi says, onto the walls and burn down the whole house. So it's not a good idea. So we're worried about the person, you know, then being Mechal Shabbos. Getting overwhelmed by the situation and not reacting properly. So he says, Chodavoid. Two reasons. That one, plus I'm saying a second reason. Kamar. Chodav Neshuav. One reason is, like you said, the obvious reason, because it's off. But I'm saying, there's a further reason. Zereshami is topic mimenu. Okay. The Moor says a wild story. Hayakamsa the Habasaniya Leila Kalsa. There was a mother in law who she hated her daughter in law. Amrullah, so she said to her, Zil Ikshit Bimishkhuda Farsama. Why don't you go and put on a perfume? Mishkhuda Farsama, this oil of Farsima. Oslo, which we're understanding that means Siri. That's why it's here. Amrla, so Oslo, she said, it's a great idea, you know. Ikshit, she put it on. Kiosis when she came back. Amrla, the mother-in-law told the daughter-in-law, Zil, Itli Shraga, can you please go light the candle? Oslo, so she went to Itli Shraga. so she lit the candle. Insepoch nura v'alchalta. So we see this thing is very flammable. So she caught fire, and the fire entered into her and consumed her. Okay.
Be a purpose in that story.
Okay. Let's just finish up the next piece. I mean, that was ours. Hishrdim was a radon, rabba tabachim, lukarmim, luyogvim. So the pasuk says in Yirmiyah that Nebuzaradan was the Tsar Tzvo in charge of Nebuchadnezzar's army, and he was in charge of the removal of the Klal Yisrael from Eretz Yisrael. So he left Midalas Oretz, some of the impoverished people. He left some people, the Karmim Uliyagvin, for to take care of the vineyards and take care of the Yagvin, which the Poshetite would be the people which take care of where you press the grapes. Press the olives. But what's the pshat in that? Why would he leave that? And he had no need to leave them. Everything else they replaced with Sanher brought in non-Jewish people. Why did he leave these people to take care of these things?
Maybe it was just labor or low-life work.
So, but if the goal was to remove the Jews, like he had no need to do that. He could have brought in somebody else to do that and take them. Like all the other Jews, where they were taken into captivity. So Tony, Rabbi Yosef, Elam Malakta, Yafarsiman, Me'en Gedi, Var Ramosa. So the Karmim, as Rabbi Yosef explains, they're talking about the people which were Malakat, the Farsiman. They gathered the Farsiman, which was a type of from a sap. And you had to be familiar with the process. So you didn't want to bring in people which were not familiar with the process. Therefore, he left these Jews there to do that job. And Yoivim Elo Tziyad Chalazin Misumas Shaltzur Bad Chayfa. So the section of were able to catch, process the Chalazin. Again, it was something which is other people were not familiar with. He wanted the Farsimun for the purpose of having the beautiful oil, smell nice smelling oil for the king. He wanted the Chalazin for the king. So he kept the Jews in place for those two things. Zog Rashi. Halakas Neper Shabbos. Lahoyel Amimad LaHalik. So the Novi is saying that the matzah of Christ are going to go. There's not going to be what the light. Magam Shein Ner Ein Shalom. If there's no Ner at all, there's no peace. Shahalech Umanichshol Vahalech Bafela. As he goes in the darkness, he's going to go and trip. He brings the Bach has a girsa of Eichel Bafela, and also he's eating in the darkness. So there's two elements of it. One is the Shalom aspect, and one is the eating Bafela, which is we had before. That's very not enjoyable. The way I understand, maybe the lack of Shalom, the person goes and he's trips himself is why is the whole lack of shalom? And you could learn pashas just because the other person is not that itself is a lack of shalom. But pashas, the reaction to that you put a situation in that type of situation, it's not going to be very conducive to a positive atmosphere vis-a-vis his wife and his children. It's a washer, nafkamina, the mitrach, la duria milsa. So, why is it important to know what's an usher? If the person would want to then try and seek that out. Chazal, we're positive about the idea of ashiris. Well, the answer is, nachazub ashray, samech bechalkai, imat imlav. Learn to be samech bechalkai. So he says, 100, shaydim behem, besadas, avoidat sikhalem. He has people working in the fields, whatever the fields need. Shem yistafim mimenu, tanyim v'tasevta, nesim v'shemen l'ner, eskai v'shem avir. Person puts in oils, he's adding, he's increasing the fire. either he's extending it or he's making it larger. A person's removing it is chayv because the mechaber of Mesechta Beis, the Gemara de Yamta. It's quoted in the Gemara in Beis. Shuhu off, it jumps, it flies. Menidmik because the abayis, it could jump to the walls. Umalik has abayis and burn down the house. Cham says, a chamoy says, a mother-in-law. Itli shuraga hadleik is in there. Go light the candle. Adam Moshe, Shem Malkam, that's it. It would go, the Gemara says, from En Gedi till Ramos, that's the name of the place. L'karmim, Lushan, so how does the word karmim mean far simon? So the answer is the word karmim could mean Lushan ma'astim, they gather. Karmim alav is a kelim, come on, parak rabikib. So the word karmim could sometimes refer to the act of gathering. So they gathered the sap. Yagvim is Lushan yakovim. It's a place which was made to hold the liquid. Sha'otzim apotzim is a chalazin, lo'itidame. They would process the chalazin by squeezing it out, take out the dam. Kamin and parakal gadol, come on. V'nichan nebuzaradon, l'lubushay ha'melech. So he left these people there to produce this for the royal clothing. Suma the tzur is ma'la, it's the approach going up of the har, v'ktsara masila v'gavaya, and it's narrow path and it's high, and that's why it's referred to like a ladder. It wasn't really a ladder, but it was this area going up. V'karana yisa, don't ask me how to pronounce that. Fuyaya, okay. I'll hold it here.